How you doing?
I wanted to see. I saw the van. I was like, what's going on?
And you saw our van?
Yeah. I saw. I was coming, walking. I said,
where are you from, sir?
I'm from New York originally.
New York. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael? I'm James.
Hey, James.
Nice to meet you. Where are you traveling? Or?
Well, I came down, 2020 to help my mom.
She lives down here?
She lives down here.
And you've been here ever since?
What happened was, it was a month before COVID. And the transition, leaving the job, and coming down here, she's 84, trying to help her, and then everything happening, I kind of just lost my balance.
Oh, wow. What lost your balance means what?
Well, I mean, everything. My health went, then when my
You're not married, you're on your own?
Yeah. So when my health went, I'm helping her, but I'm being like a martyr. I'm like, taking her to doctor's appointments, and inside, I'm not even really being responsible for myself.
Oh, okay.
So, but it was
living
COVID.
With her?
Well, I was living with her,
She's still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive.
How's she doing?
She's doing fantastic.
That's awesome.
She's
at 85.
Great.
I hope I make it that far for the Lord's glory.
And she's a saint. She is like, she's humble, she's thankful, and
she born again?
Yeah. Well, she is Catholic.
Okay, then she's in love. She's not a saint of God. That's a man-made religion.
Yeah. So, but this is the thing.
She might have saintly characters.
Yes.
Characteristics, but that doesn't mean that she's a born again saint of God.
Right. And so I came here, and the same thing with me. I had a born again, I was involved in a, I just got involved at 19, Jesus Movement organization. It was originally called the Forever Family.
The Forever Family.
And then
it didn't last forever, did it?
Well, it's still going on.
Reminds me when people in this pet idolatry culture, when they say, this dog's looking for his forever home. It doesn't last forever, does it? Because he usually gets adopted out four times. Yeah.
So what
Foolishness.
Happened is they changed it into the name of the Church of Bible Understanding. One very strong leader. He's, he was a Bible, in his own mind, Bible scholar. That's all he did was study the Bible. And then we were working in this, it was a communal group, and we're working.
Is it down here in Florida?
No, it wasn't. Well, New York, Scranton.
Is it still in existence? What's its name?
Church of Bible Understanding.
Church of Bible Understanding. I'll look it up sometime.
Yeah, Church of Bible Understanding. It was a lot of, got a lot of things of a cult and, back and forth. Yeah. And now he's since passed away, but I left. I left again. I was back and forth.
I'm kind of glad you did, because I can surmise that, again, Jesus said in Matthew 7, few. I follow the Most High, Jesus, and I follow his word. And man-made religion, man-made organizations, whether it be Roman Catholic or it be this group you're talking about, they tend to follow a little bit of God's truth. And then they follow a bunch of false ways, false gospels, their own man-made ways. So imagine if you and I followed, I always like to give this as a perspective. So do you drive a car?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine if you and I just followed some of the rules of the road, but not all of them.
How
long would you make it without a crash?
This is
the problem, is that like Roman Catholicism, my wife came out of Lutheranism, I came out of all different types of flavors. When tested to God's word, they all fall short. And this is why the world is in the trouble it's in today, is because they're not following the gospel and the path to eternal life and how to live here. Everybody's following their own way. Let me give you a quick example. I just posted on my Facebook page, the Pope recently, the Roman Catholics tell you by their doctrine, in order to be saved, you must be in the Catholic Church. That's what they teach. You must confess to a priest. You must pray to Mary. You must be baptized. You must take their Eucharist. That's their doctrine.
Right.
Do you know what the Pope just said at a World Council meeting? He met with Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus, Buddhists. I got it on my Facebook page. And he just said that it's God's will that we have all different races, people, and even religions. So what that means is
the
Pope is a hypocrite, because instead of all the Roman Catholics bowing to him, they should throw that all away and go, I'm starting my own religion. It's called the religion of the rubber chicken. I wear a rubber chicken on my head and that saves me. Yeah. And according to the Pope, that's God's will, that you can do whatever you want. And so this is why I share with people is that, and I'm not just picking on the Catholics, the evangelicals are just as bad. The Mormons are just as bad. Anything that has its roots, ready?
The Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay, anything that has its roots in what man has built. Go look back, name one. Go look back at every single religion you can name. That
well,
one you're talking about.
The only
about.
One is Paul preaching to the, to the Hebrew,
Apostle
this,
Paul called of
Peter,
Jesus, amen.
Peter and Paul, I've been going through the letters a lot,
The epistles?
Romans,
yeah,
Hebrews,
yeah.
Especially,
yeah.
Colossians, Thessalonians. Uh-huh. And that's the viewpoint of Christ.
Yeah. Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down, not what all these other groups are.
Ever since then, it's turned in. And he did say, pack wolves are come around.
They did. They came in right away.
And this is a religion. Again, it's all about religion.
Now, let's go there. Religion is good if it's God's religion. James 1 says, perfect religion. Visit the orphans, feed the widows, and what else? You know
and
how it
keep
ends?
Keep yourself unstained from the world.
Very good. You know God's word. Most people forget that. Keeping yourself unstained from the world is avoiding the politics, the culture, the movies, the sports,
and
the entertainment, the cultural fashion.
What happened was with that group, there was that aspect.
What group?
The group that I was in, the Church Above Understanding. There was that aspect, but we were using that,
a framework.
We didn't go to movies. We didn't, whatever. We kind of stayed. It's almost like a monastery way.
Yeah.
You're in the world and you work. Yeah. Then we started businesses and that became our God.
Yeah.
We had huge
business.
I
know Hutterites. Do you know what a Hutterite is? Have
no,
you ever heard of that?
No.
Anabaptists, like Amish,
yeah.
Mennonites. This
we
man
kind of like that.
This man came out of the Hutterite group, and the horror stories I hear how they claim God, they claim these theologies, they don't even believe them. Money's become their God. They smoke, they drink, they watch porn. But they pretend to be different than everybody.
Yeah.
They're not. They're not regenerated in their heart.
And see, I came down, to Florida. I'm helping her. And it all dawned on me. She's got the Catholic Church going. Mm. I'm watching it. But I'm watching a lot of sincerity. And then I'm starting to question my own. What did I do? Because what happened is, when I left that organization, especially when you're in one of the organizations, you kind of feel like if you're not there, when you leave, you're leaving Jesus, in a way, a lot of our minds.
But that's wrong, because
indulging.
If you're born of the Spirit,
you're going to, no matter where you're going.
Where you go, it's like I'm married. If I take my wife with me, I'm married no matter where I go. If I abandon my wife, now I've abandoned my covenant marriage.
Yeah.
So you take Jesus with you. And can I go back to something you just said?
Yeah.
Seems sincerely. Let me ask you a question. People are sincere. Can they be sincerely wrong?
Yeah, of course.
Mormons are very sincere. They outwork the evangelicals, outwitnessing. They're severely wrong.
Yeah.
Sincerely wrong.
Sincerely.
The Roman Catholics bow and praying to this monstrance that's got bread and wine in it and lifting up the Pope on a gold chair. They're sincerely wrong.
Yeah.
So we have to be, here you go, John 4:24. We must be in spirit and truth. And I'm going to give you this gospel card. The gospel to eternal life is by placing your faith in Christ, this Messiah, this Savior, His death, burial, and resurrection to wash you clean, to defeat death for you, through repentance, which is a changing of your mind and your ways. You change your mind and your ways. You come out of the culture. You come out of religion. You come out of everything else you've known to follow the Messiah. You don't just believe to eternal life. You follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Faith and works. You'll be born again when God sees a willing vessel. In Acts 5, he says, I give the Spirit to those who obey. If you decide there's a couple things in your life you're not going to obey God about, he ain't giving you the Spirit. You're not worthy. You're not going to get it. He's wasting his time, his investment with you. Jesus said to the rich man, the guy said, how can I gain eternal life? Jesus said, keep the law. He said, I have. Jesus said, you lack one thing.
Go sell all.
One thing. One thing will keep us out of the kingdom. If I lust and don't repent, I'm out of the kingdom. If I steal and I don't repent, I'm out of the kingdom. If I lie and I don't repent, I'm not covered by the blood of Christ. So when we're born again through faith and repentance, the fruit that it really happened in us.
So that's what
happened. Hold on, let me finish the gospel. The fruit that it's really happened in us is holiness and obedience. All of our life, our ways, our talk, our actions, our dress, our spending our money, our associations, all conform to the word of God, and then we follow him in holiness and obedience, without which no one will see God, it says in Hebrews. And then the last part of the gospel, nobody teaches these things I'm telling you, and they're right in the word of God. You have to endure. Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. If you get married, you can't just show up on Saturday and then say, I'm married for the rest of my life. Every day. You got to endure it.
Endure.
You got to endure. You got to strive in it. You got to work at it. You got to forgive. You got to be forgiven. You got to improve. You got to press in. Jesus said in Luke 13, strive to enter through the narrow way. What do all the religions of the world today pretty much say? Oh, I believe in God. I do religion. I go to church. I'm doing good. Jesus said, strive. And they're all just floating through life like it's easy. So that's the gospel to eternal life. So what I would encourage you is test yourself to that. And if you have that in you, you don't need that religious group. What you need is other true saints that are modeling that. And I just did a quote on my Facebook page. I said, we follow truth, Jesus. Then we walk with people who follow the truth, Jesus. And that's important because most people follow people with some truth. No, we follow truth, Jesus, and then we unite to people that follow the truth.
Especially with all the video and these churches with COVID and they're doing their online services.
And let me warn you, I'm on the internet. I have a website, don'tperish.com. It's huge. It goes all over. I'm not popular. I don't take people's money. I support myself. Watch out for the internet. It's 99% full of false teachers that are about money and traditions of men. Yeah. So you must know the scriptures, you must know the Holy Scriptures, and you must be willing to conform your life to it. So I hope...
Now, where are you from originally?
Wisconsin, originally. And I retired early, sold everything we own. This is our house. And we travel the country. We come south in Florida in the wintertime, and we'll go to Texas. We'll go to South Carolina, Georgia. We don't come down here for the beaches and the golf and the nice weather. We come down because... I'm talking to brothers up north where it's zero. Not many people stand outside, walk around when it's zero.
Yeah.
So, and there's events here. We have an event we're going to this weekend. You can't throw a stick without hitting an event in Florida on the weekends.
Yeah.
So we come down to I'm a street preacher.
I saw that.
And there's very few. There's very few street preachers, and there's hardly any that are biblical. And I'm not boasting of me. I'm boasting in Christ. Christ has done much in us because we're following him like a laser beam.
Mm-hmm.
Our eyes are set on Christ. You bring me man-made religion, and I'm going to eviscerate it in love with the word of God and tell you, get out, follow Jesus.
So when I came down, I realized there was not much, there was no fruit. Where's all the fruit? Where's the giving and the loving and the sharing and...
Obeying.
And obeying.
That's fruit. Ephesians 5:9 says, this is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When people always quote the fruits of the Holy Spirit, they go into Corinthians. Ephesians 5:9 says, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is goodness, righteousness, truth. If you don't have truth, you don't have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So I kind of realized I was void, and then I'm trying to when my health crashed, I mean, I lost a lot of weight and then physically went out, then I really started, and now, you know, even with my family, it's just become a mess. And so I'm like,
but what do you do now?
Right now I had some savings, and I'm just kind of going through the savings.
Where are you living?
I actually just started living in the hotel because she came back with my sister, and I don't want to, because the thing with the food,
Are you able to work?
Physically, no. I mean, I'm not in the greatest condition right now.
So what are you going to do for the future?
I'm like, that's what happened.
How old are you?
I'm 63.
Okay. Are you, can you get your Social Security?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
So you have an income. I was looking at this. I mean, I didn't get it yet, but I can get it. I was looking at this van because...
Van's a lot cheaper than a hotel.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I want it. That's what saw me. I didn't know what it was street for, you know, Don't Perish. Then I saw Don't Perish. But I'm like, what do I do now? Because I'm just ending up in a hotel. I'm kind of separated from my family now because they saw me that I went down. They don't know... you believe in Jesus, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to be...
Can I ask you, there's no substances involved, drugs or alcohol or nothing?
No.
Okay.
Well,
so,
what happened is when I did leave, I did start, you know, on the weekends, the drinking
crutch,
and the alcohol.
A crutch.
And
we come from that. We were partiers and drinkers, and we were drunks, and we were wicked people, and God lifted us up, and we set our eyes on the kingdom, and he spared us from that.
I know, and then... Yeah, I'm 63, but I heard when I was 19, I knew the scriptures. I went through a life of back and forth.
Yeah,
and
waffling.
And forth,
yeah.
And now I feel desolate.
Well, why don't you start fresh right where you are? I mean, eternity is going to be forever. What you've done in your past, waffling, sin, come out, sin, God, Christ can wash that all away and cleanse you if you set your eyes on the kingdom today. See, Jesus said this. This is one of the verses that changed my life. Jesus said, no one is fit for the kingdom of God. You know this verse. They look backwards. So imagine I'm an old farm boy. Imagine you're plowing a field and you got a tractor or a horse and you're plowing and you're doing this a lot. What's going to happen to your plow line?
That's what happened.
You're
going to
look like a potato chip.
Well, remember Lot's wife. I thought about that.
Yeah, so what's stopping you? I always ask men. I like to hold men accountable. What's stopping you from repenting today, saying I'm done? Because I had to do this one day. I was like you when I was up to 45. I was in and out and waffling and sin and following the world, chasing money, going in business, making money, in and out. I got to a point when I was 45 and I said, done! I know Christ is the only way. I'm tired of wasting my life. Lord, I want to take it all away. I want to follow you. And the very first person I preached to, you know who it was? My wife. Mm-hmm. And she repented. And within a month, her and I were both born again. And our journey started to eventually, we went full time on the road to travel and preach. I had a beautiful home. I like to tell this story. We had a beautiful homestead in Missouri. We sold everything in Wisconsin, all our properties and houses. We had a little a homestead in Missouri. And we were traveling from there at the center of the country. And we were going back there. I spent all winter there last year because I had to finish some projects to finish them up. And I'd sit on my porch. I owned the whole valley. I'd go down the lake. The deer and turkeys would come up. I loved that place. Okay? It was almost an idol. I'll admit it. Mm-hmm. I loved that place. I loved just being there relaxing. And it got to me. And I said to my wife, we can't stay here. She said, what do you mean? And I loved it far more than she did. She said, what do you mean? I said, we're called to go on the road. She said, yeah, I know. I know you are. I know. I want to be there too. She loves the van life more than I do. And I said, we got to sell this.
Wow.
I don't want to, but I said, I got to sell this. We sold it 6 months ago. And the story I like to tell people, they tell me, you're crazy. You know, you're old. You got a safe place to go. What'd you do that for? How can I meet you if I'm sitting on my porch drinking coffee? I'm 60. I got 2 years to go until I collect my Social Security. But God funds us, and I worked hard my whole life. And so what's stopping you? You don't have to answer that now. I want you to go ponder it, and then you got my info. I'd love to help you. You need help and accountability. You need studying the Word. I don't drag people. I won't push people. But you know what I'll do? If you're trying and you're moving forward, I'll help pull you.
Yeah.
But I won't drag and I won't push.
Yeah.
But I'll help pull you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the end of my rope. I've never been physically like so. I thing is, I can't even eat.
What health issues you have?
That's the thing. Went through a year and a half with this because of COVID.
You don't look unhealthy, but
yeah, but
I know that can be deceiving. Yeah.
I mean, I was 150 pounds. I'm like 124 now.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. I walk in, I'm like, I need help. You don't look, but you know, something's really
How's
wrong.
Your diet? I mean,
I
Diet can only go so far. You're gonna die, and I'm gonna die in the day God appoints us to die. But our diet can alter our quality.
I know what happened is I was
eating McDonald's every day. You could get sick.
I don't eat out. I was the healthiest guy before I came down here. But my mom at 80 something, she was like,
yeah.
And I, you know, here in Palm Coast, I couldn't get the same quality material.
Well, one thing
took me down.
One thing I can share with you is my wife has health issues. She battles. I have health issues. I've battled. And here's what I would tell people is, what we focus on magnifies.
Yeah, that's
and so we focus on the kingdom, and every day God gives us enough. Like we got an event we're going to go preach tomorrow.
Where is it at?
On today, neither of us feel good enough and feel up to go and do what we have to go do and stand against the world. They usually always, and we're totally legal, but they always call the police on us. We're on public property. I'm a street preacher. We go to events, public events. It's wide open. We go there and show up, and they call the police on us. We got to deal with the police to come out. We have to deal with all that stuff. No, we never feel like, yes, we're physically able today to overcome this. We go, man, Lord, give us what we need. And you know what he does? He always gives us what we need. He rises us up. He always gives us what we need. We put down our ailments. Paul had an infirmity God wouldn't take away from him.
Yeah.
And he said, because in my weakness, God is strong. So give that weakness to God and put that away and focus on the kingdom, learning, studying, obeying. And God is going to do one of two things. He's either going to take that away from you, because I believe God does miracles, or he's going to give you another miracle. He's going to give you the ability to live with that and overcome it for his glory.
All right. Well,
what do you think?
Right now, I got to go pray. And
yeah. Yeah. Go cry out to God. I can't
pray.
You know, I'm not one of these preachers. I don't sit there and let's pray now and repeat after me. No. That's nowhere in the scriptures. The scriptures say repent and seek the kingdom. So you need to go and get to the place where you cry out to God and say, God, give me the strength. Maybe this was an appointed meeting, and you have somebody to encourage you. I'll Bible study with you. Yeah. I'll hold you accountable. I'll encourage you. We're going to be, Lord willing, we'll be bopping around Florida all winter and doing events all over the place. Yeah. And I'd love to encourage you to stop your slumber and lukewarmness, if I could say, and set
it
your...
It was worse than that.
You might have a month to live. Are you ready to face your maker? Don't answer that. Ponder it. And if you aren't, go get right.
Yeah.
Which means your heart has to be right. And then once your heart's right, then learn what does it mean to be a godly man, so that you said your family's looking at you, so you're a witness, so you're a testimony. Our whole family deserted us. We lost our grandchildren. We lost our children because they're not believers. We were partying and drinking with our children before we were born again. They were all out of the house. We've lost everything. I lost my career. I wanted to lose my career, but they ended up firing me, so I started a business until we went on the road full time. But we've lost everything. Our parents died, never wanting to see us again. And so this is the cause, though. Christ said, I've come. Jesus didn't come to bring a big kumbaya, only with the true saints. Jesus said, I come to bring a sword to cut away. So God wants to, I have to tell you this in love. I know you love your mom. God wants to cut you from her, meaning a separation so you can draw close to him and that you're not connected to her.
I know. And
He wants to cut you from that. You have to get there. If you don't, you love her more than him, you won't make the kingdom.
Yeah.
That's idolatry.
It's idolatry, yeah. All right, nice meeting you. What's your name?
Debbie. It's my wife, Debbie.
Nice meeting you, Debbie.
I would put the windows down, but
God bless you.
Hey, it was nice meeting you.
All right.
You want Bible study? You want encouragement?
Okay.
Do you text?
Yeah.
You can text me. You can email me.
Okay.
Your first name again?
Michael.
Michael. I'll be thinking about
you.
I'm glad we had this meeting.
All right. Take care.
God be praised. We love you.